We think of Santa Barbara as a place with postcard-perfect weather. Not too hot and not too cold, with 75 degrees the high on a nice summer day. But there's an almost forgotten story about how for more than a half century, the city held the record for the hottest place on Earth.
The legend has been Santa Barbara's hottest day, June 17, 1859, when the temperature reached an astounding 133 degrees. Supposedly, we had the hottest temperature on Earth until we were surpassed by Death Valley.
That's Santa Barbara historian Neil Graffy. He's been researching the story, which some believe, but many others claim isn't true.
That was brought to light to our era by Santa Barbara historian Walker Tompkins, and he published that in three of his books.
Graffy says the commonly known story about the 133-degree temperature can be traced back to one source.
Ended up coming out of a book published in 1869, a coastal survey of the coast of California, Oregon, and Washington. George Davidson, who had done the coastal survey along the Pacific coast in the 1850s and 1860s. So he tells the story in his book, and that's pretty much where Walker Tompkins got everything he did. I went back and looked at the book. He actually wrote this, but he doesn't say he was there. People had erroneously thought that Davidson had experienced it, so he's just relaying historical information about the coast.
But the historian started looking at other sources. He says he found evidence supporting the claim.
I went back to the newspapers of June 1859. There's only a handful of newspapers in all of California in the late 1850s. Finally, I hit some San Francisco newspapers, and they reported a story from the Santa Barbara Gazette, which was a weekly. Someone from Santa Barbara had written to the Gazette, or their correspondent, as they called it, and relayed the information about this incredible hot day. They did not mention the temperature.
Graffy says even though it was 1859, there were thermometers in Santa Barbara at the time capable of recording such a high temperature.
There was plenty of thermometers that read up to 150 degrees that were the type of thermometer that one, an everyday distinguished gentleman could carry because they were all into the scientific things as much as possible, but also foundries, blacksmiths, and Santa Barbara had two brickyards at the time. Those had the capacity to have thermometers. They went with that exact 133 degrees, so I think someone definitely had a thermometer in Santa Barbara. Don't know who it was yet, but I'm working on that.
But the National Weather Service doesn't recognize the June 17, 1859 report for Santa Barbara.
They do not acknowledge this, and rightfully so, because it was not done with precise scientific measurement. There was not a person who had the authority and the wherewithal to record these things.
But is it even possible 133 degrees in Santa Barbara? In 1994, a National Weather Service meteorologist studying Santa Barbara's famous sundowner winds said yes. Gary Ryan looked at the downslope winds unique to the Santa Ynez mountain range. In 1990, 112-degree temperatures were recorded during the destructive Painted Cave fire, which swept down from San Marcos Pass and destroyed hundreds of homes. The 1859 accounts talked about extreme superheated wind at the time.
They did mention that the wind came out of the northwest and smote us with terror with how hot it was. The newspapers went on to say that all the fruit had been blasted on one side, the side that the wind was blowing towards, and the opposite side of the fruit was okay. But they said, you know, the fruit fell off the trees and birds fell from the sky and rabbits fell.
Graffy says he's continuing to research the story, but your gut tells you this is the real deal?
I think that it's the real deal.
The National Weather Service currently recognizes Santa Barbara's official high temperature as 115 degrees. It was set in 1917. Ironically, it was set on June 17th of that year, the same exact day of the year as the 1859 report. Santa Barbara hit 102 degrees during the Labor Day weekend heat wave. The hottest temperature recorded in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties over the weekend was in Solvang, which reached 122 degrees. Besides researching Santa Barbara's legendary hottest day, Graffy is currently writing a book about the city's huge 1925 earthquake. It caused death and destruction, but also led to many elements of the city as we know it today. You can find more information about his research on our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.